For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Hope you are all doing well. Looking forward to another great radio show this morning. Don't forget to tune in every Sunday from 10 to 11. We are here bringing you the best about health and wellness. You can also log on to the Village Green website, our generous sponsor, by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on that icon, it will take you to our archive show section where you can download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. So if you have trouble logging or tuning in at 10 a.m. on Sundays, you can always use that as a resource to catch up on any shows that you have missed. Today we're going to be talking homeopathy with Dr. Christoph Merville. He is the medical director of Boreon, the largest distributor of homeopathic remedies, I believe, in the world. And Dr. Merville and I are going to be discussing several topics. We're going to be talking about good homeopathic remedies for bumps and bruises, for school sports. It's that back to school time, soccer practice, football practice, field hockey. Everybody's back in the action. We're going to be talking about homeopathic remedies for stress and sleep disorders for both kids and parents. We're going to be talking about homeopathic remedies for acne and some other conditions, and we're going to be talking about homeopathic remedies for cough, colds, and flus. And that's kind of where I wanted to start off the show today, with a little bit of commentary about what's been trending in the news this week. And a lot of the things trending in the news this week have to do with concern about bacterial antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So we know this trend and this issue has been going on for a long time. Of course, we've seen MRSA, which is a resistant infection commonly that infects skin issues that is very difficult to treat, often acquired in hospitals. We have C. difficile, another infection commonly acquired in hospitals. We have other infections like tuberculosis that used to at one time be relatively easily treated, are now almost impossible to treat in certain individuals. Gonorrhea, a common sexually transmitted disease that used to be easily treated. We now have several strains of completely resistant gonorrheal infections. And these things are becoming real threats. Well, in fact, they've been real threats for a very long time, but there's been very little done about how to prevent it. Antibiotics are handed out incredibly, non-judiciously. You know, in 1928, with the discovery of antibiotics, we revolutionized the healthcare system and the medical field because the number one killer of Americans was infectious disease. And now all of a sudden we had a therapy that was so incredibly effective at dealing with infectious disease that it significantly improved the quality of healthcare and significantly improved life expectancy in humans. It was a huge advent in medicine. Well, we got a little carried away and we thought a little bit is good, a lot is better, and we have not been respectful at all for the ability of bacteria to resist and to become adapt to become immune to the actions of these antibiotics. What you have to understand is that bacteria have very, very fast lifestyles. Life cycles. They reproduce very quickly, and every time they reproduce, they have a chance of creating a mutation. And one of those mutations may make it so that they are resistant to an antibiotic. If a bacteria is formed that gets one of those mutations that makes it resistant to an antibiotic, bacteria also have this other really special way of creating antibiotic resistance. That is, they trade DNA. These little disks of DNA called plasmids, bacteria can transmit one to the other. So if you have one bacterial culture and another right next to it, and the one right next to it has developed a mutation to resist, let's say, an antibiotic, all it has to do is pass that DNA material to its neighbor, and that neighbor is now antibiotic resistant, and so on and so forth and so on and so forth. And don't forget, as I've talked about before in the show, we have 10 times more bacterial cells living in and on our body than we have human cells. So these things are everywhere, and they're constantly evolving and trading information and mutating in positive and in negative ways. Now, how do we prevent antibiotic resistance? Well, number one, we need to understand how else can we deal with common infectious issues besides just giving antibiotics. And this has to do with sinus infections. This has to do with common childhood ear infections. This has to do with many infections across the board. And understand that many infections that people present to doctors with seeking antibiotics are actually viral-based. So antibiotics aren't even necessarily the proper course of treatment. The other issue that is huge, which is finally getting some attention from the FDA, has to do with the use of antibiotics in livestock. About 70% of all of the antibiotics produced by pharmaceutical companies, 70% are used in animals. Only 30% are used in humans. So is it really the overprescription of antibiotics in humans that's causing the resistance, or is it the fact that 70% of all the antibiotics produced are being funneled into our food chain? Why are they given to animals? They're given to animals because they speed growth. They make the animals grow faster. In addition, the animals in our food chain, the way that we raise them, cows in feedlots, chicken in pens in horribly stressful environments, these are not natural environments for animals to live in. And as a result, they get sick, and they get sick easily. When you have a cow and that has four stomachs that is meant to digest grass, and you feed it corn and soy because it makes it fatter faster, its stomach can't handle that, and as a result, its gastrointestinal system becomes very unhealthy, and it's very prone to E. coli infections, which is why we get a lot of E. coli contamination on our meat. The chance of getting E. coli contamination on meat from cows that are raised in grass, with grass, is incredibly low because their stomach environments are healthy. So why are we using all these antibiotics with animals, and why have they allowed it to be used for so long when we've seen this emerging trend of antibiotic-resistant bacteria? Well, the bottom line is that the politicians that we all elect don't really seem to care all that much about what's good for the people. They seem to care more about what's good for re-election, and they seem to care more about who's going to pay their lobbying bill or who's going to pay their re-election campaign next month. Because the number one thing that's prevented any single politician or any single piece of legislation from passing that bans the use of antibiotics in livestock for just basic maintenance and growth support has been basically blocked because of lobbying from, A, the pharmaceutical companies, because if they can't sell antibiotics to farmers, that's 70% of their antibiotic sales, and number two, the lobby for livestock, for beef and for chicken and for poultry producing. They don't want it because it's more efficient and more cost-effective, and they make more money, basically, when you can raise an animal in worse conditions and get it to a good slaughter weight faster. So nothing has been looked out for you. And unfortunately, as we all know, whatever side of the aisle you lean on, left or right, liberal or conservative, I think we can all agree that our politicians have lost their way in many, many, many respects. And I see this on the national level, and my role in the state level in trying to create changes in state government to be more inclusive of different therapies besides conventional medicine has shown me the exact same thing. Politicians a long time forgot to look out for the people that elected them and really are primarily focused on looking out for themselves. So you need to vote with your wallets by selecting meat products that are raised without antibiotics, by shopping at places that sell it, and by pressuring your politicians and pressuring people to pay attention to this issue. Because why it's getting attention is because life-saving therapies that we've taken for granted are now potentially at risk. If you need an organ transplant, you may die from an infection that can't be treated as a result of that surgery and the immunosuppressive drugs you have to take to make sure your body doesn't reject that organ. Or if you have to have a hip replacement and they have to go in deep and do a bunch of invasive work to replace that hip joint and you're prone to infections and you get an infection in the hospital, you may die. So what is it doing to our medical and healthcare system? This is no longer about can we treat a skin infection or can we treat a strep throat or can we treat an ear infection. This is now segueing into serious, serious issues when it comes to the most basic and life-saving aspects of the medical technologies that we've developed over the last 50 to 100 years. So this is an important issue, and it segues perfectly into what we're discussing in today's show, because Dr. Merville is going to be talking to us about other ways to deal with cough, cold, and flu. How else can we help people without using antibiotics? And, you know, it transitions as well. Some of the best studies used in homeopathy or some of the best studies have been done in homeopathy in Europe actually have to do exactly with the issue of livestock and infections, where they use homeopathics in the water of animals and they see significantly less infections. And they chose animals because animals, in an animal study, you don't have to subscribe to the placebo effect. And there's always that concern with homeopathy because if it's a diluted substance of a it's a diluted concentration of a natural substance, could people be getting better just from placebo? When you do it in animals, the placebo effect is taken out because animals don't know what you're giving them. So, you know, and some of the research using homeopathy in livestock to prevent some of these infections and common infections that are done when you raise animals in close quarters for the purpose of creating food have been significantly averted and reduced by using homeopathy. So Dr. Merville has been with Boehringer, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medicine, since 1990. He first served as a pharmacist in France and later as the branch manager for the company's West Coast operations in Simi Valley, California. He also served as an advisor for Boehringer Institute, the educational arm of the company. In 2002, Dr. Merville was appointed pharmaceutical development manager and today is the director of education and pharmacy development. Dr. Merville has created training programs, both online and in print, for pharmacists and retailers on homeopathy and medicines available to treat common health conditions. Prior to Boehringer, Dr. Merville was a hospital pharmacist in France's Loire Valley, where he obtained his clinical experience. Born in France, Dr. Merville has completed his farmer's doctorate in, I'm not even going to try and say it, Dr. Merville, where did you get your training? What's the town?
The name of the city is Nantes.
Nantes, right. It's N-A-T-E-S. I would have done a horrible American version of it and said Nantes, right? And I didn't even want to disrespect the country of France by doing that. And you received that training in 1985. So, Dr. Merville, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I've sort of spent most of the first segment kind of doing that intro because I think it's an important place to set the stage when we start talking about homeopathy. But maybe you can, if you're comfortable at all, expanding on that a little bit and maybe the role that you've seen homeopathy play in helping to prevent sometimes conditions and infections that are often treated with antibiotics. Does homeopathy have a role in those places?
Indeed, it has. First of all, as you said, we have a lot of bugs on our skin, on our guts, everywhere. Some of them are incredibly useful. And by knowing a little bit better our symptoms and by knowing how to manage them, we can certainly avoid taking too many medications, among them antibiotics that needs to be reserved for serious bacterial infections and prescribed. Go through the disease, and in fact, sometimes it gets even stronger and building a better immunity. I'm thinking a lot about kids who are, of course, prone to many viral and bacterial infections because they are building their immunity. So it's important to know how to manage it and when to see a physician and when to self-medicate, and homeopathy is a big tool, a very important tool in this.
Yes, absolutely. And when we come back from the break, let's start off by discussing, you know, it's fall. My daughter's homesick today with a sore throat and a low-grade fever, you know, getting lots of homeopathy and other remedies. And this is the time where a lot of people do get hit with colds and coughs and lots of different things as the weather cools. Everybody gets back to school. Offices and houses windows get shut. Everything kind of gets closed in. So when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk about some homeopathic remedies specific for dealing with kind of cold, cough, and flu issues, and then we'll transition into some of the other topics. And one that I would really like to spend some time on today has to do with stress and sleep disorders for both kids and parents, because as a practicing doctor, I know that so many people come in to see me. Sleep issues are so incredibly common, and if you can't sleep well, it's hard to keep your immunity up. It's hard to feel good. It's hard to stay functional. So I definitely want to touch on that today. And if we have time, we'll get to some of the other things as well. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
It's the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. It is a pleasure to be here with you as always. Today we are talking to Dr. Christoph Merville, who is the Director of Education and Pharmacy Development for Boehringer, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medicine since 1990. In the last segment, if you tuned in, you heard me rant and rave about the issues of antibiotic resistance and that we need other tools in order to deal with common types of infections that we usually turn to antibiotics to use. And just as a quick side note, we know that many other countries, including Europe, have completely banned the use of antibiotics in livestock for routine growth and development. These laws that politicians are suggesting get passed and that the FDA is starting to review has to do more so with, yeah, if your animal gets sick and you can use antibiotics. But I think what people don't understand is even in healthy animals, they give massive amounts of antibiotics every single day because it seems to speed growth. And that is the only reason whatsoever. And as I talked about before, that accounts for about 70% of all antibiotics that are used and produced are used in livestock, and that needs to change. So, Dr. Merville, talk to us about how we use homeopathy to deal with common illnesses, things like cough or cold or even possibly the flu.
Well, most of the problems we get during the flu and cold season come from viruses. So, of course, as you said, antibiotics are absolutely useless, and we should not ask for them. But the first thing I recommend to do when you feel sick is take your temperature. Keep track of your temperature or the temperature of your child. This is a very useful thing to see how it goes and gives you a lot of information about how your body is reacting. Now, a question that I often have is, okay, is it a cold? Is it the flu? How serious it is? So besides, of course, seeing the temperature, which rises very quickly during the flu, the presence of chills and body aches is also telltale. If you have chills and body aches, it's more likely to be the flu. And if you have the flu, one of the best medicine to take is called ocilococcinum, which is a homeopathic medicine, quite old. In fact, has been discovered after the Spanish flu pandemic of 1919. And it's very safe. You can give it to kids 2 years of age and above. And it's very easy to take. You just take one unit dose in your mouth every 6 hours, and as soon as you feel better, you stop. There are very interesting clinical studies that have been made on this homeopathic medicine, and it reduces the intensity and the duration of flu-like symptoms.
Great. Well, that is important because, you know, flu-like symptoms can obviously get people in trouble pretty quickly. It's not always just about, and that's why flu can be dangerous, it's not always just about are you uncomfortable, but sometimes it can lead to secondary infections, respiratory problems, and of course, you know, a bad flu can really knock somebody out for sometimes a couple weeks, and it can be a difficult thing to recover from. Now, I know we've talked about this before, but as we move into kind of flu-ish season, it's really, really important if you're going to use a homeopathic like ocilococcinum, or oftentimes abbreviated and referred to as Ocillo. The most important thing, Dr. Merville, correct, is that you need to get it in as quickly as possible. The sooner you start the dosing, the more effective it is. Is that correct?
This is correct, and it's perfectly coherent and consistent with the fact that everything points to a stimulating action of homeopathic medicine. They help us, they stimulate us to react against the cause of the infection here, the virus. And it is always better to take a homeopathic medicine at the very onset of symptoms, especially here with ocilococcinum. Studies have shown that if you take it within 48 hours, that's where you get the best results. But get it immediately, as soon as you feel, uh-oh, I'm coming up with something, that's where you take it. Or you give it to your kids and your family, of course.
Right. So my strategy,
that's very important.
Yeah, so my strategy is, you know, ocilococcinum, it's not an expensive remedy. And the way they sell them, they come in these unit doses, these little sort of self-sealed individual doses. And they come anywhere from 6 to 9 to 12 doses per pack. Well, what I do during flu season is I keep one handy. I usually keep one in, I have several offices, so I usually keep one vial in the drawer of each of my desks at my different offices. I typically have one in my work bag, and I have one in my car. And so if at any single point in time I feel like I'm coming down with something, I just open up the single little unit dose, I take it, and, you know, I see how I'm doing. If I feel like my symptoms are getting worse, I've at least got my first dose in, and I can continue knowing that I got it at the very onset of symptoms. Instead of if you start feeling sick, sometimes when you start coming down with the flu, the first thing you want to do is go home and lay in bed. And it's not till later that night when the fever and the chills settle in, or the next day when you realize that you're really hit with something bad, that you have a chance to have somebody else go out and get you something from the drugstore. You can get your hands on it. So it's really important, because you try and dose at the first onset, it's a great idea to have it ready to go. So what else besides flu, Dr. Merville, can we look to homeopathy for when it comes to, you know, possible infectious issues?
So very often one of the main symptoms that we have is cough. And cough is a very useful reflex, needs to be preserved, but when it's a very dry cough that keeps you awake at night, you know, that needs to be taken care of, and we need to speed up the transition from the dry, very painful cough into wet, productive, effective cough that needs to be respected. And for this, there is a homeopathic cough syrup that contains two things. First of all, it contains honey, which has been shown in itself to be soothing cough and soothing the throat. And second, it contains a combination of homeopathic medicines that are targeting different types of cough, not only the dry cough that keeps you or your child awake at night, but also homeopathic medicine that helps the phlegm to be more fluid. So if you have pain expectorating the phlegm, Chestal, the homeopathic cough syrup, helps a lot.
Okay, yeah, cough is definitely a problem, and we know that, you know, a lot of children's cough syrups, there are a lot of warnings around them, and it's not so easy to find a cough syrup anymore that you can use to alleviate a cough in a child. And homeopathics definitely are useful for supporting that. Any other common conditions, sore throat or you know, anything else that you can think of, Dr. Merville, where homeopathy or specific remedies really are, you know, relatively easy to use and potentially very effective?
I really like the medicine we have for sore throat, which is called Roxalia, because not only does it take care of really, you know, the minor sore throat, the one that you can treat yourself, but it also contains arnica. It's a medicine that a lot of speakers, teachers, singers, coaches are taking because they are more prone to minor sore throat because they are using their voice all the time. So if you are a fan and you go to sport and you come back with a hoarse voice, Roxalia not only will help with the overexertion of your vocal cords, but also will decrease the risk of getting, you know, the minor sore throat from it.
That's great. Okay, well, those are some things to definitely keep an eye out for. We've got the acylococcinum for flu season. We've got the homeopathic cough remedy for dry cough issues, which always come up as a problem. And we've got something for sore throat. So some ways of, you know, looking at and using homeopathy to support your body. You know, is there anything, before we move on to kind of bumps and bruises issue, Dr. Merville, anything else, any other remedies you want to mention for cough, colds, or flu?
Lots of people complain about sinus pain because either they have allergy and their nose gets congested and then turns into sinus pain, or they start a cold and sometimes they have a deviated septum. Their nose is a little bit, you know, inside, it's a little bit tweaked. So we have a medicine called very simply Sinusalia. And this you take as soon as your nose gets congested, you begin to feel congestion above or under the eyes where the sinuses are. And that really helps in preventing using antibiotics that are the treatment for sinusitis. So one more way to decrease the risk of, you know, sinusitis and antibiotic treatment.
Great. Excellent. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Dr. Merville. So before we go to the break, let's talk a little bit about bumps and bruises in school sports, kind of minor injury issues. You know, there's a lot of really good homeopathic remedies for these types of things. Can you start giving us a little bit of a context of what sort of situations we might think of homeopathy when it comes to injury or bumps or bruises, and then what type of remedies we might look to help with that?
You know, if we lead an active life and if we encourage kids to lead, to participate to sports, of course, sometimes, you know, they have injuries. I think about 3.5 million kids younger than 14 years old receive medical treatment for sports-related injury every year. But that, you know, it's just happening. But the king of the medicines here, the one that we should have in our gym bag or at home, is arnica. So it exists in two forms, either in topical form, cream, gel, and ointment, or in, as a systemic form, as a homeopathic pellet. And I insist that the homeopathic form of arnica is the only safe way to absorb arnica systemically. The plant is not safe enough, but the homeopathic medicine, as you said, it's diluted, and it's safe enough to be absorbed. It's very useful for swelling, pain, either from stiffness or overexertion or from trauma, and it's also very useful for bruising.
Yeah, arnica is definitely a must for injury, and it's always great to keep around, and it never ceases to amaze me how great arnica can work. I even use it oftentimes post-surgery. If somebody's going in for a surgical procedure, it can help reduce bruising. I actually know even a lot of plastic surgeons will recommend arnica to be taken after they do some plastic surgery work to improve healing time and speed healing and reduce swelling and inflammation. So arnica is great, and certainly for the bumps and bruises and sprains and strains that come with you know, with sports and sports injuries. Any other remedies to consider for that type of stuff, Dr. Merville?
Well, the second medicine that I would recommend for injuries is called Ruta, R-U-T-A, Ruta gravilens, and it is the best medicine for injuries of tendons and ligaments. So sprains, strains ankles or joints, every time the ligaments and tendons are injured, Ruta, Gravelin 6A, is indicated. And it's also a very nice medicine for when your eyes are tired because you looked at the computer or you work under artificial light because the small tendons and ligaments in your eye get strained. So Ruta Graviolens is probably the second most recommended medicine after Arnica for all kinds of sports injuries affecting tendons and ligaments.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the specifics of it, because homeopathy is a little bit of a very different form of medicine than what we're used to using. So let's say, for example, you know, we're I'm running and practicing a sport, and I turn too quick and I twist my ankle, and it's sore. It's maybe not swollen, but it hurts real bad, and you know, it's just, I could tell I definitely strained something, and I know I'm going to be limping and kind of off of it for a little bit, and I decide I want to turn to homeopathy to help. So I get some Arnica and I get some Ruta. How often do I take them? For how long do I take them? Is it safe to take them for long periods of time? Do I just take one single dose and imagine that all my pain is going to go away? Give us some specifics here, Dr. Mervell, on exactly how it works.
So a couple of guidelines. First of all, as we said before, take the homeopathic medicine as soon as possible. There is no need to delay. They are safe, and they don't cause side effects. So there is no reason to delay and say, oh, I will take it really if I'm in pain. No, take them right away.
Okay.
The second guideline is for single blue tubes, take 5 pellets at a time. That's the right number. Less is less reliable. More doesn't add anything to the action, but 5 pellets. And how frequently? But the rule is very simple. The more intense the pain or the symptom, the more frequent. So as you just, you know, sprain your ankle and you're limping back home, if you happen to have a tube of Ritagrav or Arnica in your pocket, you will take 5 pellets every 15 minutes, every 20 minutes. And as the pain decreases, as you see that, okay, it gets better, it's not as great as you thought, you decrease the frequency. And that's a general rule across the board for homeopathic medicine. The more intense, the more frequent, and you decrease frequency with improvement of symptoms.
So it would be safe to use a, let's say, 6C, maybe right after the injury a few times, and then what, maybe, let's say, you were still having pain 3 or 4 or 5 days later, could you still be taking the homeopathic a few times a day if it seems to be helping?
Absolutely, and let's just touch base on dilution because you mentioned it, and I think it's a great source of confusion because a lot of people see Ritagrav 6C, Arnica 30C, and they're asking, you know, well, is 30C stronger than 6C? Because, of course, the number is higher. With homeopathy, that number indicates the level of dilution and has nothing to do with the strength. How does it work? You take the low dilutions, so 6C, for symptoms that are local, the symptoms you can point a finger to. So, for example, your sprained ankle, that's a 6C. Ritagrav 6C, Arnica 6C will work better. But if, unfortunately, you just practice a game of, you know, rugby, which is football without paddles, and you get all bruised and swollen, and that's the general symptom. And Arnica 30C would be more indicated. That's the one we recommend, for example, heavy surgery, whereas when it's only local surgery, Arnica 6C works better. So local symptoms, low dilution like 6C, and general symptoms and even symptoms of the mind, we see that with stress, 30C works better.
Okay, great. When we come back, I want to talk about stress and sleep disorders, and we're going to talk about it both for kids and, of course, let's not forget about our ourselves, parents, because oftentimes we so frequently do. And there are some great remedies to help with sleep. And as I said before in the show, I see so many people with sleep disturbances and sleep issues that this is such an important issue to address. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionist, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be back next week, so don't forget to tune in. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 bringing you the best about health and wellness, so don't forget to tune in. If you do, though, you can always go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage there is a microphone icon. Excuse me, if you click on that, it will take you to the archive show section of the website where you can download and listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Today, we have been discussing, in the first half of the show, we talked about some homeopathic remedies for cough, cold, and flu, as well as for bumps and bruises and for injury. We have on the phone with me today Dr. Merville, who is the Pharmaceutical Development Manager and Director of Education and Pharmacy Development for Boryon, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medicine since 1990. We've had Dr. Merville on the show with us before, and it is always an absolute pleasure to have you on. So, Dr. Merville, thank you for being on the show with us today.
No, thank you.
So just a quick note before we move into this next segment, just want to let everybody know that from Monday, September 9th through Wednesday, October 7th, the Village Green is still having its best brand sale, which offers 30% off of all Pathway products, 25% off Thorn, Innate, Zymogen, Metagenics, Nordic Naturals, Life Extension, and 20% off of all body care products. So don't forget to stop in before October 2nd to stock up on everything that you need. So in this segment, Dr. Merville, let's talk about stress and sleep disorders. I shared with you over the break that I have been on a horrible jag of insomnia, which is staggering to me because I've never had trouble sleeping. And my goodness, I listen to patients tell me about their sleep problems all day long. and usually we're able to get it under control. And now here I am myself struggling with sleep, and it is a horrible position to be in. I can't tell you how much less productive I am, how less clearly I think, how my mood changes, how my whole outlook changes and performance changes when I'm not getting the rest that I need. And it is incredibly frustrating. We know that people so often turn to pharmaceutical medications for insomnia issues, and we know that they help people sleep, but the problem is they don't create good, restful, rejuvenating sleep. So tell me, Dr. Merville, how do we deal with insomnia? Because I am going to be vigorously taking notes, heading over to the Village Green, buying all my homeopathics and putting them on my nightstand, and be thanking you profusely as I sleep well, hopefully, in the coming nights.
Well, the first thing you need to do is examine your lifestyle.
It's horrible. I work too hard. I don't. I have too much going on. I have too many projects. But okay. I did cut out coffee. That was my first step.
Yeah. So let's say you've taken care of everything and you still have trouble sleeping, and really that now you need some help. The first thing I would recommend is to get some homeopathic combination that we make, and it's called Quietude, and it's very easy to use. You take two pellets about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and two tablets at bedtime. It will not knock you down. This is not the kind of medicine that induces sleep artificially. But it prepares, in fact, it manages the your body, it helps your body to manage the differences between light and day, what we call the circadian cycle. Your body needs to be prepared to go to sleep, and it helps that. And once you are asleep, it helps you stay asleep naturally. Mm-hmm. So if you wake up during the night, if you take Quietude, you're not drowsy, you're not full while you go to the bathroom, you'll be okay. And you'll wake up alert the next day, which is very important. So that is probably the main thing to do.
Okay, so Quietude, and that is a combination homeopathic. And you said the dosing is you take two around 4 o'clock, and then you take another two right before bed?
Absolutely.
Okay, and then what you're saying is if you fall asleep, okay, but if you were to wake up, per se, in the middle of the night and had trouble falling back asleep, would it be okay to take another two, or is that too much?
No, it's not too much. You can certainly take another two tablets. And remember, homeopathic medicines are very diluted, and it's not possible to overdose on them. It's not necessary, of course, to take the two tablets every hour.
Sure.
But if you wake up, certainly you can take another two tablets.
Okay, great.
It's a very good medicine. If on top of it the insomnia is caused by too much stress, there is another medicine, another combination you can take. It's called Sedalia. It starts like sedative, but in fact, once again, it is not the kind of medicine that will affect your vigilance. So you'll be able to function, you'll be able to work or drive or operate machinery. It simply decreases the internal tension that we have when we're stressed out, and the physical symptoms that are associated to being oversensitive to stress. A little bit of stress is useful. Too much might not be good. So if the insomnia or if you have problems related to too much stress, Sedalia will provide you with a few days of like a window of fresh air to deal with the cause of your stress, to take a little bit of rest and take perspective and deal with the cause of the stress.
And is the Sedalia something that you would take during the day, Dr. Merville, to help with the stress, or would you classify this as a sleep remedy that you would take at night before bed?
No, this is a medicine for stress relief that you take during the day. The dosage is on the package 2 tablets 3 times a day. It's largely sufficient to work, and it decreases both the physical and psychological symptoms due to too much stress.
Sure. So if some of let's say, and this happens frequently, as I'm sure you hear, I mean, some people, the stress, they may not be able to necessarily avoid it. Perhaps there's an extenuating circumstance going on where they're dealing with a sick family member, or they just had some sort of job loss, or perhaps, you know, they are tendentially associated with one of these horrible events that we've seen in the news recently. And, you know, it's just going to take time to let that stress dissipate, and it's affecting their sleep and affecting them. Are you saying that they could use possibly the Sedalia during the day to help keep their nervous system calmer, and then use something like the Quietid in the evening to actually further support their sleep?
Absolutely. The body has, and the mind have, great mechanism to cope with stress. But as you said, sometimes we are simply too sensitive to it. We can't cope. We are exercing poor judgment because of the stress, and that is what we need to avoid. So by allowing ourselves to decrease the symptoms without affecting our vigilance or our alertness, Sedalia and Quietid, of course, contribute to better relief, better stress relief.
Okay, great. And these remedies can all be purchased at the Village Green, and also, you know, they're usually very widely available, so they're great things to keep in consideration. Now, there's another remedy that always interests me because it's a great example, I guess, of this whole principle of homeopathy and this concept sort of what we call like cures like, and that's the remedy coffea. And I know that some people do use that for sleep, Christoph, and I imagine that potentially some of these formulas might even have a little coffea in it. Can you explain to people maybe where coffea might be indicated for a sleep issue and kind of tell people what it's made of? And I think it's a good example of homeopathy in general.
So coffea is made from the coffee bean. Not the grilled one, not the one that has been roasted, but the one that contains the most caffeine, the green coffee bean. And it's a medicine for people that have trouble falling asleep because they have racing thoughts. Their brain doesn't stop working. They're tired. They want to go to sleep. They're not particularly stressed out or, anxious. But it's just that for some reason, the brain just doesn't stop. Or they wake up, during the night and the brain starts working about the business, about family and so on. So that is when you take 5 pellets of coffea, 30C, because it's a mental symptom, and you can take it before going to bed. Even I take it at 7 or 8 o'clock, and once again, just before bedtime, let the pellet melt in my mouth. Then I brush my teeth, of course. But that's how it works. Very simple and a very popular homeopathic medicine for restless sleep, agitation, and those racing thoughts.
Sure, and it's always, I think, a great example because, of course, you know, what does coffee cause when you drink too much of it? It causes racing thoughts, overexcitation, overstimulation of the nervous system, and then here's the classic example of using it in a homeopathic preparation. It actually can treat the symptoms created from taking it in its other form. It can actually reduce the racing thoughts, the overstimulation of the nervous system, and anxiety. So it's a great example of homeopathics, and I wanted to bring it up because I do hear so many people talk about that issue of just they can't shut their thoughts down, and coffea can oftentimes be a great remedy to help calm that issue down and help people get better sleep. So thanks for sharing that with us, Dr. Merville.
You're welcome. And that's a medicine you can safely give to kids also. Sometimes you tell them, okay, we're going to visit, Disney World. And for a couple of days or nights before they are all, excited, if you want to, prepare them for sleep without knocking them down, coffea crudea, 5 pellets, 30C, perfect before, going to bed.
Sure, I'm going to save that one for Christmas Eve in my household.
Uh-huh.
Any other remedies that you want to discuss for stress and sleep disorders for kids or adults before we take our break and then move into our last segment?
Yeah, you have kids that they don't fall asleep because they're afraid of the dark. They want the little light and they ask for their parents. If you have this problem, there's a medicine called stramonium. And you give it in 30C also, 5 pellets before going to bed or when needed. And that helps a lot. The last one I wanted to mention is for kids, especially younger kids that, you know, they become quite violent sometimes during the night. They throw away their toys, their teddy bears, and it's often triggered by jealousy. There is a new sibling, or there is a change, and they have trouble going to sleep. So in that case, I recommend higher thymus, which in 30C also, which is great, you know, for this kind of situation that can become really stressful for the parents as well.
Great. Those are great recommendations. The stramonium one is really interesting, and I'll be definitely recommending to some people for those kids that, yeah, they have fear of the dark, or they wake up in the night and they have trouble putting themselves back to sleep. They're maybe scared. They want the mom to sit to cuddle with them, or they want their dad to sit and cuddle with them, and they're having trouble going back to sleep. The stramonium may be a great remedy to help those kids transition and allow parents to go ahead and get back to sleep as well. So those are great recommendations, Dr. Mervin. When we come back, we're going to be wrapping up this conversation and touching on a few other common health issues that can be significantly helped with homeopathy. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension, with 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system. Extraordinary enzymes help your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Extraordinary Enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. Next week, my co-host Dana Lake will be returning, so it'll be another great show for you today. We've been talking with Dr. Merville, who is the Director of Education and Pharmacy Development for Boryon, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medicines. And I think we've had a great conversation about using homeopathy for colds, for flus, for coughs. We've talked about it in the last segment, using it for stress and insomnia, both in adults and kids. And hopefully gave you some great recommendations of things that you can try to help you feel better. And knowing that homeopathy is incredibly safe, has virtually no toxicity, no side effects, virtually no drug interactions, and can be used by somebody very easily and can be used in children very safely. So these are great recommendations to try. Of course, if you're not responding to the homeopathic recommendations that we're making, it's always a great idea to seek a doctor's advice or to maybe look at what else you might try in order to help improve your condition. In this last segment, we don't have a ton of time, but this is an important condition that I wanted Dr. Merville to bring up, and we're going to talk about acne because acne issues really are disturbing for a lot of people. Of course, they're on the face, so they're hard to hide. They affect self-confidence. They affect how people feel about themselves, and of course, oftentimes indicate that there's an underlying imbalance going on. So, Dr. Merville, how do we apply homeopathy to acne issues?
Well, of course, you know, necessary, gentle cleansing is always recommended. But let's go straight to homeopathy. What I do is I recommend using calcarea sulfurica, in 6C, and 5 pellets twice a day.
So that's abbreviated calc sulf, right?
That's calc sulf, exactly. You can find it very easy to find. It's a popular one. And you take 5 pellets twice a day to reduce the risk of apparition of pimples, which is, of course, what we want to avoid. And the second medicine that really I recommend is using, pimples start to appear, using calendula gel. And I insist about the gel because you need something astringent. And the marigold extract that are in calendula not only are slightly antiseptic and nothing antibiotic, they are just decreasing a little bit the growth of the bacteria without harming the natural flora, that bacterial flora that's on your skin, but also the gel is astringent and will not add to the natural oiliness of the skin. Morning and evening, and if there is a slight pimple, just apply a little bit of calendula gel on it. Don't try to press it or squeeze it because that's really not good. But that really helps a lot.
Okay, so from a homeopathic medicine internal standpoint, it would be the calc sulf in a 6C, and you would use that sort of 5 pellets twice a day preventative if somebody's having acne issues. So somebody has a lot of acne as an outbreak, and of course they're doing the gentle cleansing and they start calc sulf 6C, 5 pellets twice a day. Have you seen that really clear up a lot of cases of acne that teenagers deal with or that people deal with?
Yeah, provided, of course, all other measures are taken. What it does, it will speed up. First of all, it will speed up the maturation of pimples, but it also reduces the apparition of new ones. That's very important to know, because at the very beginning, you can have a little increase in the acne. It's perfectly normal. The body is speeding up the evolution of the acne, but after that, it reduces the risk of black spots, black microcysts, to turn into infected pimples.
Mm, okay. So for maybe somebody that has a more severe case of acne, of course, they may use it in combination with other therapies. For people who maybe have an occasional pimple or outbreak, or maybe at the first sign where they know a pimple might be coming, taking the calc sulf 6C twice a day may really help to prevent it from getting worse or help it resolve faster.
Exactly, and using the calendula gel directly on the pimple without trying to squeeze it or manipulate it.
Right, of course, that always makes things worse. All right, well, Dr. Merville, anything else that you want to add today about the different homeopathics or anything like that we haven't gotten to?
Just wanted to let everybody know that on our website, boronusa.com, there is a medicine finder that allows you to find in 3 clicks or less your protocol, to print it, to see the dosage, the warnings, and to print it and even to carry to, of course, the store, Village Green Apothecary. And they're very interesting, very easy to use. And,
yeah,
of course, on our website, we have also online training if you want to know more about homeopathy.
Yeah, and that is a great great tool to use. I've used it before in, you know, sort of triaging different cases and getting an idea of different remedies. And it is truly in three clicks you start to get ideas about what different remedies to use. And again, homeopathy can be so effective and so safe and so gentle. So start experimenting. And it, of course, it's also very inexpensive. So it's easy to make. It's not a big deal if you make a mistake and get a remedy that isn't the exact one. It's very easy to walk into a store and buy two or three remedies at a time and, you know, spend under $15. So, you know, it's a great, great source of help. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Dr. Merville, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Well, thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome. All right, everybody, that wraps it up. Don't forget to tune in next week. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living signing out and wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.